Thank you for joining us at the First Baptist Church of Coleraine, Massachusetts, as Pastor Jim Rennie continues to faithfully challenge and encourage us in the Word. And it is our prayer that this message will encourage the believer and bring the unbeliever closer to a saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, welcome to the First Baptist Church here in the hills of Western Massachusetts. This special day, a Resurrection Sunday. We're so glad, wherever you are, to listen, to tune into this service today. I hope you receive a blessing. And here in the congregation, we have already. All right, my message today is going to be entitled, Three Reasons to Believe in Jesus' Resurrection. There's many more reasons, but we're just going to give three. Otherwise, we'd be here all day and all night giving you the rest. What happened on that first Easter Sunday really matters, because they've been ever since scoffers and doubters and debates whether or not Jesus indeed rose again from the dead. But there is overwhelming proof that he did exactly what he said he would do, even that he predicted what he would do on that first Easter Sunday, and rise again from the dead. So without further ado, I'm going to ask Joe to come up and read the scriptures for us, starting at Matthew 27, 57.
Good morning and welcome all. Here we're going to read 27 to 57, and we're going to go through to 28, verse 15. It's going to be page 1549 in your hymnal. I just wanted to say a little bit of thing. If this hadn't happened, what we have and what we believe would not exist. This is a very important, very powerful section. As the evening approached, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who had himself become a disciple of Jesus. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body, and Pilate ordered that it to be given to him. Joseph took the body, wrapped it in clean linen cloth, and placed it in his own new tomb that he had cut out of the rock. He rolled a big stone in front of the entrance of the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were sitting there opposite of the tomb. The next day, the one after preparation day, the chief priests and the Pharisees went to Pilate. "Sir," they said, "we remember that while he was still alive, that deceiver said, 'After 3 days I will rise again.' So give the order for the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal the body and tell the people that he has been raised from the dead. This last deception will be worse than the first." "Take a guard," Pilate answered. "Go make the tomb as secure as you know how." So they went and they made the tomb secure by putting a seal on the stone and posting a guard. After the Sabbath, at the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and they became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he has said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He was risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.' So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. 'Greetings,' he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. When the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep.' If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this is the story that has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. Praise God for his word. Amen.
Thank you very much, Joe. Let's have a quick word of prayer. Again, Father, it's a wonderful thing to be here in the house of the Lord on the Lord's Day. And we pray that we'll be tuned in and to not be distracted, that we would concentrate, and that you would speak to each and every one of us personally, not just as a group. And may our hearts and our ears be open to receive the words that have been prepared for each one of us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. So again, the message is three reasons to believe in Jesus' resurrection. Number one, the empty tomb. The empty tomb. The Bible teaches that after professional Roman executioners crucified Jesus, his corpse was placed in a solid rock tomb, and then his body was covered with 100 pounds of spices, then wrapped in linen cloths, which was the custom of the day. And then a large stone was rolled in front of the entrance of the tomb. It's interesting that that angel had no problem moving that stone, but it took quite a number of men to move it. After this huge rock, heavy rock, was placed in front, soldiers were assigned to secure that tomb. In reality, there wasn't just one soldier, like you see some of these illustrations, you know, they've got soldiers standing there with his leather miniskirt. No. There was about 16 hardened killing machines to guard that tamper-proof tomb. It tells us there in Matthew 28:66. In addition to that Roman guard, there was put on that tomb a tamper-proof Roman seal on that stone. And anyone stupid enough to try to get past those Roman soldiers would have to break that tomb, break the seal on the tomb, which meant certain death, absolutely, if they tried it and were caught. And of course, they wouldn't fall asleep on the job. These preparations, the stone, the soldiers, the seal, the tomb was empty that Easter morning, that first Easter morning. And when the first people came to look, they only saw the blood-stained burial cloths, but no dead body of Jesus. So that's number one. And there's also the theory that the disciples stole his body. The empty tomb is proof. It's a powerful witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But skeptics, of course, down the years, even now, they claim otherwise, that his disciples stole the body, that he wasn't resurrected at all, which seems unlikely because this group were hiding out and scared to death in an upper room, believing they were going to be arrested and crucified like Jesus was. And they weren't willing to do battle with anybody, and not even attempt to try to get past 16 Roman soldiers, break the seal, and try to remove the stone from the tomb. No, they were left in that upper room, scared to death. And for them to roll away the boulder and dispose of his body, create a story, a theory, a myth about his resurrection, it just doesn't make any logical sense. Some people claim that the religious leaders disposed of the body. But if they'd removed the body from the tomb, then all they would have to do is refute the Jesus resurrection. All they needed to do was parade his body through the streets of Jerusalem to prove that he was dead and not alive, which would have derailed Christianity right from the start. But the problem was, they couldn't produce a body because the body was no longer there. The body was no longer dead. Jesus had risen from the dead. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
So the empty tomb, it stands as a silent, infallible witness to Jesus' resurrection. And critics cannot explain it. Because if Jesus did not rise from the dead, then where is the body? All the leaders of the world religions were just men. They were buried, and their bones will turn to dust in the ground. But that's not the case with Jesus Christ, because he would rise again on the third day. And that's exactly what he did. And the empty tomb confirms that fact. Irrefutable. So another reason, that's number one. Another reason to believe in Jesus' resurrection. Number two, numerous witnesses. Numerous witnesses. You know, even the disciples didn't believe that Jesus rose from the dead at the beginning. They only believed when they saw him with their own eyes, when he entered into that room. The most outstanding proof that Jesus rose again, there's more than 500 witnesses saw him on different occasions. Jesus gave tangible proof that he was alive, not dead, because he had a resurrected body. First, he appeared to Mary Magdalene, one of his followers, in the cemetery. Later the same day, he came through that locked door where the disciples were, fearing for their lives, and he talked in the flesh to his frightened followers, who were hiding out in Jerusalem. And later that evening, he walked and talked with two of his followers on the road to Emmaus. Infallible, tangible eyewitness proof that he had risen from the dead. Many people saw him on more than one occasion, some alone, some in large groups, sometimes at night, sometimes during the day. So nobody can refute an eyewitness account. You know, we've got some policemen here. You know, the best witness you can get is an eyewitness who saw what happened. And even if one person saw it, he would testify to that fact. When I had a motorcycle, I say one of them, one motorcycle accident, I can't remember how many he got. The first one, guy came through the red light as I was going through the green light on my motorcycle. And I wasn't saved. I would have gone to the hot place. But by the grace of God, I pulled through. And this fella jumped the red light in a van, hit me. Right on the opposite side of the traffic light, there was a police car. and they saw everything. So you can't beat an eyewitness report, especially if you're a policeman. Amen? All right. So here I am to tell the tale. Over 500 witnesses, individuals, testified to the fact they had seen the risen Lord. And when the Christian faith first started, many of those eyewitnesses were still alive and could be questioned and could say for certain. And if you don't believe me, that's up to you. But I saw Jesus with my own eyes, that he rose again from the dead. Simon Peter, who was one of those eyewitnesses and preached a sermon explaining what the prophet says regarding Jesus Christ, how he would rise again from the dead. If you read Acts chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, it says, and this is the Apostle Paul, until the day he, Jesus, was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen, after his suffering, when he died on the cross, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. So Jesus was there for 40 days before he ascended into heaven, into the clouds, and now he's seated at the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession for us, our advocate general. So now, number three, third reason to believe in Jesus' resurrection. It's irrefutable. What's the reason? What's the third reason? Changed lives. Changed lives. He's been changing lives for over 2,000 years. And he continues to do so. If he hadn't died and buried and rose again from the dead, there'd be no point in us meeting here today. Our lives would not have been changed. It would have been pointless. Preaching would be pointless. There'd be no hope. Amen? Amen. But there is. Because of him. You know, there's one more indisputable argument for believing in Jesus' resurrection. Changed lives. Those who met with the resurrected Jesus Christ had their lives completely transformed, changed, like those disciples. They were radically changed from being like frightened jellyfish in that upper room, thinking that Jesus would never come back, that their hope, their living hope, had been crucified. They were hoping to be part of his kingdom. One day we will be. But he had to go to the cross. He wanted to set up his kingdom, but they wouldn't allow him to do that. And they were hailing him King of the Jews on Palm Sunday, and within a few days they were saying, crucify him, crucify him, which they did. So he wanted to set up his kingdom. They wouldn't allow him to do that. He had to go to the cross in order to pay the penalty for our sins, die on that cross, the one that was without sin, perfect sacrifice. Amen? Amen. So these people, their lives, the disciples and many, many others, their lives were radically changed. Hiding in a locked room for fear of their lives because the leader had been executed. But instead, when Jesus came into that room, instead of rebuking them for their lack of faith, he put their minds at rest, which appeased their feelings of guilt and shame and failure. Their fear was replaced with joy. And when you receive Jesus Christ, your fear is replaced with joy, unspeakable. You receive the Prince of Peace, then you have a peace that passes all understanding that you can never obtain in this world. Can anyone testify to that fact? I can. I don't have any fear. I don't have a fear of dying now. Once I did, like everybody else. That's the biggest fear that most people have, the fear of dying. That's because they don't know Jesus. But if you receive Jesus, he'll take away that fear and give you an assurance that when you do die, you'll be with him in paradise. Many of Jesus' followers came from fear to faith and would never, logically, why would people offer up their lives and die for the cause for a dead man? It doesn't make sense. Amen? And there's been many, many Christians that refuse to deny Jesus and recant, burned at the stake, beheaded, refusing to deny Jesus Christ as their Savior. Why would they do that if Jesus hadn't rose again from the dead? Of course they wouldn't. It doesn't make sense. This is what happened to a few of his disciples. And we're all his disciples. It means follower. But the inner circle, so to speak, Jesus, inner circle. Matthew, that we read this morning, eyewitness account, gives us the biography of Jesus. He was murdered in Ethiopia, which is in Africa, for those that don't know, still there. Mark was dragged through the streets until he was dead. Simon Peter, that we talked about, Simon Peter, his brother Andrew, and Philip were all crucified. James was beheaded. Bartholomew was flayed alive until he was dead. Thomas, who ended up being a missionary in India, was pierced through with many spears and killed. Jude, the half-brother of Jesus, he was killed by arrows. St. Paul was beheaded in Rome. So the only thing that could have changed their lives so dramatically was the belief in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Any of these men could have lived just like they did before. There'd be no change in their lives whatsoever. They'd just kind of gone back to fishing like Peter and Andrew did. But no, they didn't, because they had the power to live for Christ, knowing that he was alive. He is not dead, but he is risen from the dead. He's alive. Jesus is alive. All these other prophets, all these false prophets, all these leaders, they're mere men, but Jesus is God. I and my Father are one, Jesus said. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father, Jesus said. Is Jesus a liar? He always told the truth. It was impossible for him to lie because he was without sin. I am the way. There's no other way. I am the truth. He always told the truth. I am the life. And those that believe in him receive everlasting life. Amen? Amen. And you can never die. Your body will. All of us. At one time. Sometimes. We've got that one thing in common. Although we're all different. Do you know where you're going to go when you leave this world? If you don't, you can. You've got to believe in Jesus. Buddha is not going to save you. Muhammad is not going to save you. Krishna is not going to save you. They're all dead. But Jesus is the Savior. He's the only one who is alive. Amen? Amen. Not only did it transform those believers back then, that we've mentioned, that suffer the ultimate sacrifice for their faith in Jesus, he still continues to change lives. Combined testimonies have changed lives because they believe in the risen Lord. It runs into billions for over the last 2,000 years, from every tribe, from every tongue, from every nation, in the entire world. Why would people be changed and transformed? Because they believe in a dead Savior. No. They're united in their firm conviction that Jesus is not dead, but he is alive. He's alive. So let me conclude. I'll just give you three reasons. I'll give you many, many more. We'll be here all night. And, you know, the food is waiting. So when we consider Jesus' resurrection here today, thinking people will take the time to sort the false from the true, the facts from the lies, and believe the evidence. Do you believe the evidence? The empty tomb, the multiple eyewitnesses, the changed lives. And what about you? The evidence is overwhelming, isn't it? Has the light come on for you today? Then the next step, if you haven't done so already, I know many of you have, is for you to receive the light, because Jesus is the light. And put your faith in the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. We live by faith and not by sight. That's what the Christian, I don't want to call it a religion. The relationship is to put your faith in Jesus Christ. Not what we can see with our eyes, like those eyewitnesses, but what we believe by faith. We believe what we cannot see with the natural eye. And when you put your faith in him, what he did on that cross, because you're a sinner and you're going to hell, then that's the reason Jesus came. So you won't have to go there. He paid that price for us, for you. Now, are you going to reject him like they did when he came on Palm Sunday, on Good Friday? Crucify him, crucify him. Did he die in vain? Well, if you don't receive him as your Savior, then you're saying he died in vain. And he didn't. He died. He came to seek and to save that which is lost. And all of us were lost at one time. But thank God that he came to save us, which we are, have been. Overwhelming evidence to receive the light. Put your faith in the resurrected Jesus. To save you from your sins, that's why he came. So you too, one day, could have a resurrected body, just like Jesus has a resurrected body on that first Easter Sunday. Amen? Let me close reading a few verses. St. Paul writes under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and that's what a true prophet does. It's not their ideas, it's not their thoughts, it's not their opinions. They're being guided by the Holy Spirit to write down what he wants them to write down. 1 Corinthians 15:3-8. For what I received, where did he receive it? From God, Holy Spirit. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance. And obviously, salvation in Christ is the most important thing that we could ever do, because it's going to determine where we're going to spend eternity. There's nothing more important than that. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. That he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time. There were other followers, not just the 12 disciples. There were many followers that believed in Jesus. 500 brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still alive when Paul wrote this, though some have fallen asleep that have died. And then he appeared to James, which is the Lord's half-brother, then to the apostles, and at last of all, he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born. So that's what made him an apostle. He saw the risen Lord Jesus. So I hope this has been a blessing to you today, and I'd like to close in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, again, we're so thankful to be here, and we're just thankful for another day. And we need to make sure that our names have been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The Lamb of God is Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He doesn't just cover our sin, he completely takes them away. And that was accomplished when he shed his sinless blood to wash away our sins. Perfect sacrifice, sinless blood. And as he suffered and died on that cross, because you're holy, 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 and have pure eyes to look upon sin, Jesus became sin for it. All our sins were nailed on that cross in his body. They were placed on him. And because you are of purer eyes to look upon sin, you had to look away for the first time in eternity on your son. And this is why he cried, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? Oh my God, why have you forsaken me? So we know that he would die, that he was buried, that he did rise again from the dead. And if you believe that in your heart, not just in your mind, but in your heart, you can call upon the Lord Jesus and say, Jesus, I believe you are Lord. You are the Savior. I am a sinner. Forgive me for the sins that I've committed. I'm so sorry that you had to go to that cross to pay the penalty to save me from my sins. But I believe it by faith. I believe it in my heart that you are Lord and that God raised you from the dead. And I call upon you to save me. And if you do that, then you're guaranteed, and really believe it, you're guaranteed a home in heaven when you die. So live for the Lord. Get into a church where they teach and preach the Bible. Read your own Bibles and grow in your faith and share your faith with others so they too can know the way of salvation. And there's only one way, and his name is Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, and God bless you all, and hope to see you soon. Happy Easter.
Thank you again for tuning in. You can find our podcasts on Apple Podcasts and anywhere else you find podcasts. We'd love for you to join us at the First Baptist Church in Coleraine for Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. We are located at 81 Foundry Village Road, Coleraine, Massachusetts. If you have any questions or inquiries, please feel free to call the church at 413-624-8886. Hope to see you soon. God bless.